Monday morning, the Prime Minister, Bill English, is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Let's just tick off this Todd Barclay thing as quickly as we can, because, I'm getting worn down by it. Did you not know, did I read correctly, that you did not realise it's illegal to tape somebody without their knowledge?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, and it certainly didn't occur to me unless there was actually turned out to be a police complaint, and then they spent 10 months investigating this. So all the details around it, apart from the statements I made to the police, there's lots of other stuff. They've had 10 months to go over all that, and at the end of it, decided to not to lay charges. So yeah, it's still not clear whether an offence occurred or didn't.
I cannot believe that everybody doesn't know it's illegal. It's not legal to go around taping people without their knowledge. That's a stamp. Maybe it's because I'm in the industry. You can't go around recording conversations of people who don't know they're being recorded.
Well, I think that's...
Do you reckon that'll be news to most people?
I think it'll be news.
You're cracking up a little bit. You do something about that line, just move. As far as Todd Barclay and the tape is concerned, you knew about the tape, you knew about the payout, you also knew he was wandering around denying that there was any recording. Why didn't you do more than you did?
All I knew was what he told me in a conversation. Actually, there was an employment dispute. I was not party to that. There was extensive action going on around that, which was an attempt to resolve the dispute. But I was no part of it, and because I wasn't the employer, and I wasn't the Prime Minister or leader of the party, and it was a confidential agreement. So, and then within a short period after that, there was then a police investigation. So there was certainly not a matter that nothing was happening. I did what was appropriate, was refer the information to the relevant party official, and then take part in the police investigation. There was then a 10-month police investigation. Yep. So this has been gone over enormous detail by everybody.
I understand that. Has this tarnished your image?
No, I don't think so. Look, I don't hold myself out as any better than any other politician or any other person. I could have communicated a bit more clearly over some of these things. But at the heart of it is a pretty simple issue, and that is a serious employment dispute between two people who are both good people. I know one of them worked for me for a long time. And it was a real shame that as a result of the personal dispute, there's been all these implications. And I just hope that as this issue moves through, that the two people, the people concerned, or not just the two of them, but the people around them, can find some resolution in the end and a bit of peace of mind.
Will it dent you in the polls?
No, I wouldn't expect so. Look, this is an internal employment dispute between an MP and their staffer, and there's been a lot of implications and coverage from it. But actually, people's lives are about their jobs, their incomes, their opportunities, where their country's headed.
Is there a chance of a plastic bag tax, as has been requested now by nearly half of the mayors of this country?
Well, we're not contemplating a plastic bag tax.
The tax cuts you talked about over the weekend in your speech, when are they coming?
Well, I made it. What we're talking about in the speech is just the sense of what of the range of possibilities for New Zealand if we can continue to lift growth in the economy and manage our expenditure. That would give us the opportunity to be able to reduce taxes and provide support for hard-pressed families.
So there's no specific time or date or level of cuts?
No, that's right. The specifics, the requirements have to be met. But that was in the context of a speech which was about a very positive view for New Zealand compared to our political opponents who all have a very bleak view of our capability to deal with success.
What about the rising income promise? How do you do that when you haven't been able to do it? In fact, very few people anywhere around the world are doing it. We're seeing this remarkable set of circumstances of very low inflation, but no real wage rises anywhere. What are you doing that makes a difference?
Well, our wages are rising. I mean, the average wage has risen $12,000 in the last 8 years, and that's twice the rate of inflation. So the nominal, the headline wage increases have been lower than they used to be, but inflation has been remarkably low. So yes, there has been real, while it's lower around the world, relative to others, as is in reasonably good shape. Their after-tax pay has risen quite a lot faster than Australia, for instance.
The Canterbury Mayoral Forum has suggested that you've got your immigration settings wrong. It will be applicable to all the parties because everyone seemingly wants to cut immigration at the moment. But they say they're going to need more people, not less, and you need to do something about it. Are you hearing that, and are you open to the possibility that you've tightened up just a bit much?
Well, we put out a set of proposals. There's been submissions on it. We'll take those into account. And what we want is the people and the skills necessary to support this growing economy. I mean, when you're creating 10,000 jobs a month, as this economy is, then you need people to do it. It is confusing in the politics. I mean, the other parties are out there in the provinces being anti-immigration, but the provinces are growing fast, and as you've just pointed out, well, actually what they're after are more liberalised rules around getting skilled people, and we think we've got the balance about right.
Okay. Why is MPI going into restaurants and telling them they have to not cook their burgers medium rare anymore?
Well, look, they're going to have to explain why they need the rules that they look like they're applying. I mean, here you've got people in these working hard in these businesses. They know they've got to focus on food safety because you can't have customers going out there.
Exactly. No one's cooking a medium rare burger wanting to kill their customers, for God's sake. Why don't you just let people get on with their business? And if I were to order a medium rare burger, I'll order it and I'm allowed to have it.
Well, it's up to MPI, I think, to explain just what is required, why they need these regulations. I have been advised that they're going to talk particularly to the guy who's raised the issue, because he clearly has an issue and they need to deal with it.
You'd be a medium rare man, wouldn't you?
I'm a medium rare man, yes.
Damn straight, and you don't want that messed with, do you?
No, I'd like it. I like the juicy ones.
Exactly. Prime Minister Bill English with us for another week. Appreciate your time each Monday morning on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.